December 31st. Call now, ask for Pete, and upgrade your comfort the smart way. BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
At Cherokee Outfitters in Gaffney, we carry Western and workwear, as well as boots for men, women, and children. We also carry clothes for tactical, fire retardant, nurses, hunting, shooting, and fishing gear and supplies. Looking for firearms or ammo, we have a large selection to choose from. Make Cherokee Outfitters your go-to store for everything outdoors. Visit us today at 370 Petroid Road, exit 90, on I-85.
Walked up to the Red Rage. We're back. Let me tell you about Turner's. You don't need a special occasion to give a truly unforgettable gift. Make an ordinary day feel like a milestone with a little sparkle from Turner's Jewelers. Turner's is a family-owned jeweler with over 65 years of expertise and a legacy of trust in the upstate. That's a fact. Mark and his team are incredible. They've been doing it a long time. The selection is unparalleled. It's enormous. Whether it's just because gift or something more meaningful, Turner's will help you say it beautifully. Explore their curated collection of necklaces, bracelets, earrings, rings, each one made to wow. From diamonds to sapphires, silver to gold, there's something for every style and every story. You want something as unique as she is? Then design a one-of-a-kind piece with Turner's Jewelers experts. If you can draw it up on a napkin, they can bring it to life in 8 to 11 days for a truly unique piece of jewelry. Sending kids off to college, mark the milestone with a keepsake they'll treasure forever. And tailgates and touchdowns aren't the only highlights this fall. A gift from Turner's is worth celebrating. When it's time to say I do, nobody does I do like Turner's Jewelers. Bridal jewelry for the big day plus timeless pieces to celebrate every day thereafter. Turner's is for grooms too. Shop wedding bands, luxury watches that elevate your style. I have a watch from Turner's Jewelers. Fact. Looking for a pre-owned Rolex? Turner's has a stunning selection at prices worth celebrating. Discover estate pieces and designer jewelry and that turn heads and start conversations. It's all at Turner's. Turner's in-house team also offers appraisals, repairs, cleaning to help keep your jewelry sparkling. Real gold, real silver, real value. Turner's offers timeless quality at competitive prices. Ramona's basically tried every single element at Turner's, and I have been a numerous time purchaser at Turner's myself. Trust me, we go there, you should. Browse online anytime at turnersjewelers.com or visit the store in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca for expert personal advice. You'll 100% thank me later. George Van Justin, I'll get to you in a second. You know, there were some times that the offensive line missed plays. You know, Clemson got the ball after the turnover, the Terrell forced turnover, and And Clemson was set up first down, I think, at the LSU 24-yard line. They wind up with a third and 10. They never gained a yard in three plays. They wind up with a third and 10. It was sort of a give-up call at that point. It was a handoff to Randall on third and 10. And you had Lee and 87 whiff. They're a double-team block on Peyton there. That's the block that should have freed Randall. Peyton split that block like they didn't make it at all, and he made the tackle for no gain. So, you know, there were some moments that the offensive line failed. There are going to be in every game. But like I said, when I went back and watched it, I did not think the offensive line was as bad as it looked live. I thought the offensive line, they weren't great, but they weren't awful. They were, honestly, they weren't bad. They weren't, I didn't come away thinking that was the issue when I watched the replay. I came away thinking they did all right under the circumstances. And especially because they were never allowed to eat. Again, I go back to the same thing. That just, you know, you went 30 plays in the second half without handing the ball to a running back. I mean, that's just nuts. I mean, you're not keeping the other team honest at all. You're putting all of the pressure on your quarterback. I mean, you basically left the run game up to the quarterback. But those weren't, with maybe one or two exceptions, those weren't even planned runs. Those are off-schedule plays. You basically left the run game up to the quarterback creating off-schedule plays. Well, Cade already had a lot of pressure on his plate. I don't think that helped him. I mean, I thought that might get him going. It seemed like that was in the second quarter with a series of Cade runs to the right where he escaped pressure. I thought that might get him going, but it didn't happen. It didn't happen. Clemson put no drives together. There were a lot of short, quick possessions. And, you know, again, you can't tell me about Randall all offseason and then never hand him the ball. You can't tell me about that whole stable of running backs and then never hand any of them the ball and leave the run game just to off-schedule runs by the quarterback. That's not a run game. If you take the off-schedule runs by the quarterback out of the run game numbers, there are no run game numbers. There weren't any. The best run I remember came with Randall running right, and this was, I think this is in the second quarter, and I think it went for 7-8 yards, and that opened up because Blake Miller had a nice down block on the play. Nice down block, opened that up, and Randall took advantage of that. But, you know, I thought that offensively, these were some of the problems. You know, there were, again, Cade has to understand when pressure comes, that's an evacuated space. You know, if you know they're bringing a corner fire, well, that's where you want to go with the ball. And he should know these things by now. He also has hot reads. There were times he had guys right in front of his face that he's just got to dump that ball down, take 10 yards. Instead of his first instinct being to run, to scramble. You got to hang in. You have to hang in and make some throws. And again, you might take a hit or two, but you have to hang in and make some throws. And those things just didn't happen. They didn't happen. And again, there's no way to test any of that stuff because it's again, Clemson's going to put up, you know, a boatload of yards and everything next game, and it's not going to mean it's fixed. It's going to mean it's fixed against an opponent of that level. The next little test will be Georgia Tech, but they're not an LSU level test. That team that I watched, that LSU team I watched, I came away thinking, that's an elite football team. Like, if I was just basing it on what I saw this weekend, I think your national championship game would be LSU and Ohio State. I'm sticking with my Penn State pick, and I'm hoping that Clemson rebounds. I think that's certainly possible. If this season gets to the end, and somebody would tell me right now LSU wins the title, that will not surprise me. I think LSU is going to get way better from this point forward. I think that's going to be an insane offense. I don't think anyone's stopping that offense the rest of the year. And I think the defense is way much improved. They have all the ingredients of a – and they have the best quarterback in America. By a lot. I've said forever he's going to be the number one pick in the draft. He's going to be the number one pick in the draft. He was terrific in this football game. He took exactly what the defense gave him, what he needed to do. He neutralized the Clemson pass rush. There are some other elements. I want to get to the defense, too. We'll get to that. Let me get some of these other fan bases in, too. You can get in on any of this, you want to get in. I know that a lot of people have talked this stuff out all day, and I get that. Georgia fan Justin and Seminole Ted. Justin, how are you, Justin? Good to have you.
Hey, doing well, Walt. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for getting in.
So I just wanted to get your thoughts on the Georgia game, if you got to see any of it. I have a couple thoughts, and I'd like to hear your thoughts maybe off air. First, it was pretty evident that they wanted to establish the run. I didn't expect them to show their hand and be doing a bunch of exotic things on offense. They also struggled a little more than I would have liked to have seen them running the ball. But I think Marshall was probably just keyed in on stopping that run. Because of that, I felt like it really opened up some things for Gunner to be able to, get that QB run game going. So I like his mobility in the pocket. I think that'll be a huge asset this year. Didn't get to see a lot from the outside receivers, but again, I think that was probably on purpose. Some bright spots to me, Dwight Phillips. I really like him. He's a nice change of pace running back. He's got elite speed.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Zach Branch. I just don't think Georgia has had a guy like him that can take a check down to the house, and that's what he did. 4 catches, 95 yards. I am really excited to see what he can do this season. And then last, I was really kind of worried about the defense coming into the season, really just the defensive line and some of their depth. But I thought they played really well. And so just wanted to get your thoughts on the game. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Justin. Appreciate the call. I've not watched that whole game yet. I've watched a part of it. I have some makeup work to do on some of these things I just couldn't get to this weekend. And I'll endeavor to do that. But I would say this. I would agree with most of the things you just said. But I think the thing to keep in mind is, and Stockton had, 4 touchdown passes? I think Branch is very dangerous in space, and he is a different type of playmaker, and I do think that's an advantage for Georgia. We've talked about the improved receiving core. We've talked about the need for Georgia to establish the run game. I think all those things are true. And I think you saw some of that. My dilemma, Justin, is I think Marshall's one of the worst teams in the country. They lost everybody. I mean, basically, that football team is a complete mulligan. They had to redo the whole football team. The whole team is gone. So I can't read much into that at all. I mean, you could have to play somebody with a pulse before we know anything. I don't think you can really take anything from beating Marshall at this point. I'm not sure who Marshall's beating on the year. Maybe nobody. I haven't even looked at their schedule, but that's a bad football team because all their pieces are gone. Seminole Ted. Ted, how are you, Ted?
I'm on cloud 9.
Walt. I bet you are.
You know, I knew we would be able to put up points, but that is not the 8th-ranked team in the country. We talked about that already. Way overranked. But I tell you, I was most impressed with the defense. We out-bammed Alabama by rotating our defenders in and out the way Tony White did. I felt like the defense called a great game. That first drive, just like any other team, 15 scripted drives, but after that, our adjustments are really good. You know, we muffed a punt, and still, defense rallied around, got the stop. This had happened last season. You muff a punt last season, that team's quitting. I was totally impressed with Castellanos. He called a shot. You say what you want to, but he called his shot, and he made it happen. And I love it. I mean, hey, it's going to be a rough season for Alabama. But we talked about this last night briefly in messaging. You know, is Alabama as bad as they looked? And is Florida State as good as they looked? And what do you think it's going to mean towards the end of the season for both teams? And I'll take it off the air. Have a good one, Walt.
Yeah, thank you, Ted. Well, Alabama is absolutely as bad as they looked. I mean, I've been saying this for I don't know how long. I did not rank them. I mean, that's how little I thought of Alabama. I did not rank them. I put them 35. I dumped them out of my top 25 in place of and put Navy in their place. So I made it clear over and over that Alabama sucks, and Alabama sucks. They're in enormous trouble. And given the injuries they had, that put them even more jeopardy. But, you know, DeBoer, all I heard was grub this, grub that. It's going to make it all better. No, not only that, Ryan Williams looks awful. Ryan Williams looks terrible. I mean, he looks like he can't handle the physicality of football anymore. I don't know what's happened to him. You know, Mickey asked me that question at the kickoff show. He looked terrible. You could just add that to the list of Alabama ills. They've got to be able to run the football. They can't run the football. I mean, and this is what I said. Save that nonsense about that offensive line and Joe Moore Award. But look, from a Florida State perspective, I thought they were terrific. I really thought they played well. I thought Castellanos was terrific. I thought he was look, when you play to his strengths, man, he's a dude. He killed Mamo with the run game. I mean, but look, the Cromar kid is a friggin' beast at tailback. I mean, Florida State has some guys now. But I think one of the most important things to recognize in that football game is the impact of Malzahn and White, the two coordinators. I mean, Malzahn and White were amazing. They absolutely whooped their counterparts in every way, shape, and form. Both guys were tremendous. You know, look, I've heard a lot of disparaging things said about some coaches. Mario Cristobal, a lot of disparaging things. I've heard all sorts of negative talk about Mario Cristobal. I heard all sorts of negative talk about Gus Malzahn. I heard all sorts of negative talk about Hugh Freeze, for starters. All those guys, what do they all have in common? They all ruled on Saturday. Cristobal beats Notre Dame. Malzahn beats Alabama. You Freeze, enormous win over Baylor on the road. I put you Freeze 8th on my national coaching list because I know dude can coach. I have Cristobal in my top 20 because I know dude can coach. These guys are changing programs. And I thought Malzahn and White for Florida State, I mean, I think, you know, listen, we knew White would fix that defense. We didn't know how long it would take. And I'm still not completely convinced of that the fix is in there, because I don't mean fix in. I mean that things are fixed on the defensive side of the ball, because I think we need better opponents to determine that than Alabama is. Alabama sucks. We could stop with that crap, all right? There's not going to be any rebirth. They're a 14-point favorite. They lost by 14 on the friggin' to Florida State. All right. I mean, they've lost their last three games, if anyone's counting. And they've been outcoached in all of them. And they looked awful. But I don't want that to detract from what Florida State did. Now, I thought Malzahn was brilliant on Saturday. I thought Gus Malzahn called an amazing game. And he absolutely utilized the quarterback's talents in Castellanos, 100%. But I thought Malzahn had Alabama just looking for their ace. I mean, I thought he had them completely off balance all game long. I mean, it's funny because people thought that the ship had sailed on Malzahn and all that stuff. Well, you know what? He's been reinvigorated, I guess, because I thought he called a brilliant game. I thought Alabama did not have a clue defensively how to stop anything Florida State was doing. So I think if you're a Florida State fan, and I believe they put you, 14th in the poll now? Honestly, you look like the 14th best team. You did. I thought Florida State looked the part. I mean, forget your preconceived notions. Throw those out. How did they look? They destroyed Alabama. They didn't just beat them. They beat their friggin' brains in. Let me tell you about Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water in the home can damage the foundation, rot wooden beams and joists, cause mold and mildew, contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. That's no good. A standing water that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty Foundation Specialists are your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any home or budget. Even the smallest leaks aren't going to get better over time. So call Canty today, 1-800-373-0949. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing's available if needed. Cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open, call 1-800-373-0949. 1-800-373-0949. Visit their website, cantycanfixit.com. You'll 100% thank me later. Quick break.
This Saturday, the Clemson Tigers take on the Troy Trojans in Death Valley, and the best coverage anywhere is right here on The Roar. It starts 6 hours before kickoff at 9:30 with the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Join Grace and Ashby and me for that. Then transition to 12:30 Tiger tailgate show. Facts and Childers and his crew will take you up to kickoff with Don Munson, Tim Beret, and Reggie Merriweather. And then Donald Clark and I will have all the analysis you need on the fifth quarter show. It's your home for wall-to-wall Clemson football game day coverage, a flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are The Roar.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we have represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
55 Beatty Place, Suite 900, Greenville, South Carolina, 29601. Scott Trout, licensed in Missouri, Illinois, and Georgia only. CordellCordell.com.
Keeping your commercial roof in its best condition keeps your business running. Adams & Co. understands how important your business is to our community, your family, and your employees.
Whether you have shingle, silicone, TPO, metal, or a bitumen roof,
we not only repair current damage and leaks, but can also offer a free roof inspection to help catch small issues before they become a big problem. 864-260-0080. Call Adams & Co. for all your commercial roofing needs. Adams & Co., making a difference one roof at a time.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, it's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Hey guys, summer's here, and no one wants to see that tired dad bod at the pool. At Low Country Male, we don't do body positivity. We make men men again. That means trimming the belly, boosting energy, and showing up strong in the bedroom. Testosterone and weight loss plans start at just $5 a day with labs, unlimited doctor visits, and real results. Plus, ED solutions, peptides, shockwave therapy, hair regrowth, and more. Make men men again. Visit LowCountryMale.com.
Your family will delight in the locally sourced beef and other foods from AMPM Farms. Their beef is raised naturally with no hormones or vaccines, making its way from the pasture to their stores. Along with vendor and farm products from 70 vendors, they offer the very best in local food choices. Platt and Ashley Moore and their team invite you to AMPM Farms, 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville, and next to Farmhouse Tacos in Traveler's Rest. Online at ampmfarmsbutcheryandmarket.com.
Has your credit seen better days? At Founders Federal Credit Union, they get it. Life happens. That's why they offer personal and auto loans that help you move forward with flexible terms and a team that sees more than just a number. You don't need perfect credit to start your next chapter. Visit foundersfcu.com or a local office today. That's foundersfcu.com or visit a local office today. Founders, helping you do life on your terms. Membership qualification required. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you need to reboot your style? If your work boots kick the bucket, then get to Harrison. We're the boot capital of the world with more in-stock boots than anyone. Work boots, western boots, hiking boots, rain boots, and plenty of wow boots. Job site, rodeo, tailgate, honky-tonk, Harrison's has boots for all walks of life. But if you need to put your best foot forward, stop by Harrison, the home of work, western, and wow! Come see us in Malden and Spartanburg or shop online at harrisonsusa.com. Boots you're after, Harrison's has them.
East Main Furniture in Easley, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England, Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-4426-054 today.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the final days of Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year. All beds on sale. Up to 50% off the limited edition smart bed. Ends Monday. All Sleep Number smart beds offer temperature solutions for your best sleep. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Life doesn't wait, and neither should you.
Aleve can help you deal with pain less throughout your day. Whether it's a long day on your feet, a demanding workout, or everyday aches and pains, you need relief that can keep up when pain persists. Aleve is here for you with longer-lasting body pain relief compared to leading OTC-branded pain relievers. With just one pill, Aleve lasts up to 12 hours. Don't let those aches hold you back from doing what's important to you. Use as directed.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Crank it up and embarrass your children. The Roar, where every day is game day.
Tulip Road Rage, we are back. You want in, 654-7627. You can get in. I know that a lot of you have talked this out all day, but you haven't talked it out here. So if you want to get in on anything associated with Clemson football, which has been the entire topic for the first hour and 30 minutes of the show, really it's focused mainly on the offense, because even though the defense had some issues, and I don't think they were great, they held LSU to 17. And if you had told me going in that the Clemson defense would hold LSU to 17, and you asked me what I thought the chances of Clemson winning such a game would be, I would have said 99%. I would have thought it'd be almost impossible, especially given what we've seen of LSU's defense in the past. But the team that showed up here, that was not the same LSU team. We've not seen that team. LSU's defense, LSU's defense has sort of sucked in all recent years. Even last year, they took a little step forward. They were still not good. This is the first time. They fixed all their issues. And they did a lot of it. They did some of it through the transfer portal and some of it through health. You know, getting Perkins and getting Whit Weeks back, I mean, it made an enormous difference. And then the transfer portal additions on top of that. And the recruiting. I mean, they fixed the D-tackle spot. The D-tackle spot has been an enormous problem at LSU the last 3 years. The D-tackle spot won the day. I mean, those dudes inside were tough. They were tough. I think that's one of the reasons Clemson went away from the run. You can't do that, but I think that's one of the reasons Clemson went away from the run. So it wasn't good. That's no good. There was no part of it that was good. The offense, basically back to the drawing board. And again, I don't care if Clemson puts up 1,000 yards against Troy. That's not going to make me feel better. All right? I don't care what happens in that game. I want to see what happens against Georgia Tech. I want to see what happens moving forward at Louisville, some of these type of games. I want to see what happens in those football games and certainly the South Carolina game at the end of the season, because I think that's what's really going to determine whether this team has taken another step. But I think the good news is that I think the team that Clemson played is a really legitimate national title contender now. I think they're just going to get better and better every week. I mean, I don't think anyone's going to want to play them. You know, you can save the stuff about Alabama being a 7.5-point favorite over that team. I tell you, that was laughable. LSU's legitimate. I mean, they have a legitimate big-time running back. You talk about a guy who sees the cutback lanes. I mean, Caden Durham does. I mean, just numerous times he presses the hole. There's nothing there. He sees the cutback lane. He runs the daylight. I mean, that's an elite back. You have two elite tight ends. You have elite receivers. They're only going to get better. The receivers are just getting started. The offensive line, I thought, performed well. The defense, I thought, played brilliantly. And then the quarterback's the best in the nation. So and it's not even close. So how are they anything but a contender? As this season goes on, even though I don't think Clemson played well, especially offensively, as this season goes on, LSU is just going to keep moving in the right direction, and national praise is going to be heaped on them. And comparatively speaking, 17-10 is going to look a lot better in 6 weeks when LSU starts drilling people, which is what they're going to do. They're going to start drilling people. And then 17-10 is not going to look nearly so bad by comparison. I think we watched a really dangerous football team here. Honestly, I don't know. Listen, I think by season's end, I'll still be proven to be semi-right about Clemson. We'll see how right, but semi-right about Clemson. I know I'll be right about Penn State, that type of thing. But the one team that I had too low, that is the only thing that really concerns me in my rankings right now, is LSU. Because I think I had them 8 or 9, and quite honestly, they look like 1 or 2. And I don't think that's going to change. Barring major injury, I think that team is about to start smoking teams. I mean, absolutely drilling teams. I think that's what we're going to see. And you're going to see games by Nussmeier where he throws for 450 yards and Durham rushes for 150 yards. And then with the defense playing like it is, and again, I think that defense is completely different than it was a year ago. All the areas of concern, and some of them I knew would be better, but some I wasn't sure. I'm pretty sure now. And that's the one thing I would disagree with Dabo about with that assessment. I don't think LSU played to a 65. I think Brian Kelly had a right to not be happy about that comment, quite honestly. I think LSU to come in here and play like they did with that offensive line and the concerns that everybody shared about that offensive line, I think they acquitted themselves pretty nicely, and I think they're only going to get better. All right, all six lines are lit, so I know people want to talk about all this stuff. Let me get to some of these phone calls. Ricky up top. Ricky, how are you, Ricky? Good to have you.
I'm good, Walt. Thank you. I just wanted to get your thoughts on Auburn. I watched that entire game, been an Auburn fan my whole life, and I was – had my doubts about Jackson Arnold going in. I was pleased with his performance. I still don't know how well he can throw the ball, but yeah. If they're not going to make you throw it, why would you?
Right.
The offensive line, a lot of people are like, oh, we've got one of the best offensive lines in the SEC. I think a lot of Arnold's rushing yards were because the offensive line didn't hold up too well. I think some were designed runs, and it looked like some of them were just him escaping the pressure.
Yeah.
So I'm not positive about the offensive line. Defensively, I thought we looked really good, probably better than I thought we would going in. I think there's definitely some room for improvement, but I don't know. What's your thoughts on that? And, like, do you think Auburn can make some noise in the SEC this year? And yeah, I'll hang up and take
yeah,
it off the
air. Yeah, thank you, Ricky. Yeah, again, I ranked Auburn preseason. Really, if you look at my rankings, I'm probably more right now than anybody else in the country in terms of my preseason rankings, in terms of who I included and why, and who I excluded and why. I think it was a great win for Auburn on the road against a really good Baylor team. I thought Baylor's defense was suspect. I thought Arnold would run on them. I played him to go higher than 33 rushing yards. I think he had 133 or something like that. He went over that number like in 3 minutes. I liked what I saw at Auburn. I think they looked good, improved on both sides, and I think Hugh Freeze is a witch. I think he's an offensive genius, as I've said many times. People got way too caught up in all that crap about, well, you're going to have three different play callers. You have one play caller, it's Hugh Freeze. That was designed to keep all those guys happy. And any play caller takes ideas from the guys, at least they should. So I think people made way too much of that, and I think it was obvious during that game, and they were the better team, and they deserved to win. That's a good Baylor team. It's going to go on to win a lot of games. So I'm high on Auburn. I know they'll beat Alabama on the Plains at the end of the year. They'll beat their brains in, and they'll have a major coaching advantage because Hugh Freeze over DeBoer all day long. The DeBoer stuff has been vastly oversold, and he's going to be fired at the end of the year, if he makes it to the end of the year. I'm high on Auburn. That schedule gets pretty tough, but I'm still pretty high on Auburn. And I played them to go higher than their number. I gave them out. I didn't get to play them. I gave them out on the show as one of my preseason total plays. Man, the lines are completely lit, but they're all about the same level, same time period. Ron, how are you, Ron? Good to have you.
Hey, doing great, man. Just taking a deep breath, enjoying the fall weather.
Yeah.
Getting ready to grill some pork chop.
There you go.
Thankful that Kamala Harris isn't president, and thankful that Clemson still got 12 more games to play. Hey, Jesus is on the throne and in control. It's all good, brother.
I like it, Ryan. And
I just wanted to ask you real quick, as we go forward, I've always been the type of guy, I don't want to whine about the problem. I want to find a solution.
Yeah.
What do you think, looking forward, giving Cade more, I thought maybe coming up with some type of variation on the wishbone, giving some more protection, letting the running backs kind of double as blockers and make sure they're catching their blocks like they need to would help him out some. What do you think is the solution to the problem that we're facing? And also, on another note, with Hunter Renfro, could you give us an update on where he's standing and what he's looking at doing with the Panthers?
Yeah.
And I'll listen to you off the air.
Yeah, thank you, Ron. Well, look, on the Clemson front, I think one of the things you do to help your quarterback is you run the ball a little. I mean, I think that you can't abandon the run, and Clemson totally abandoned the run. Again, what I'm saying is even if you don't run it successfully, you still have to tell an aggressive defense that you're willing to run it. Because otherwise, they don't have to respect that at all. They don't have to respect even the threat of it, and they didn't. As the game went on, it was absolutely clear to Baker and LSU that Clemson had no intent of running the ball. Now you're free to do whatever you want. You can be as aggressive as you want. You don't have to worry about discipline involving the run game. You know, the only run game from the second quarter on was basically off-schedule runs by the quarterback. And that doesn't count. If you're counting that as rushing yards, you ought to stop. There was no rushing yards. There were no rushing yards. English. You know, right tense. there were no rushing yards. You know, that's reality. But we don't know that would have been the case had you tried. But regardless, when you're playing against that level of aggression defensively, you have to run to keep them honest. Even if, like I said, even if you only gain two is better than zero. Second and eight is better than second and 10. You have to try. And we'll never actually know whether Clemson could have run the ball because they abandoned it completely, you know, which is just nuts. I mean, I knew Clemson was going to be pass first. I told this coming in. I played Cade higher than 34.5 passes or whatever it was, and those things hit. But there was no run, and there's got to be some run. There's got to be, again, you can't tell me all offseason, Randall, and then have this massive disconnect against when you play an elite team. You know, again, one of the distinctions between LSU and Clemson in this game was that LSU was more willing to hand the ball to the running back and keep the opposing defense honest. You know, we thought that Nussmeier would be under duress, and to an extent he was, but he hung in. And one of the reasons he hung in was, I think, that he benefited some from a run game, whereas Cade didn't. So I think that's one of the things you have to fix. Other than that, you have to fix the Cade part of it. You know, Cade, again, against pressure, when an experienced quarterback should be carving pressure up. You get the National Football League level, you watch an experienced quarterback go against blitzes. They live to be blitzed. The Bradys, the Breezes, these guys like that, they lived to be blitzed. They wanted you to blitz them because they would kill you with that. And Cade has seen enough now that he should have been able to handle that better than he did. And there are just obvious things that he did not see, hot reads he has to make, understanding where the blitzes are coming from and taking advantage in the evacuated space. And you know, there are multiple times that there's a guy standing right in front of him, wide open over the middle. This is the play I said at the end of 11's waving his arms. He's wide open. Cade, right over the middle, right in front of him. He doesn't have anybody within 15 yards of him. And Cade never sees him at all. You know, quarterback's got to see those things. He's got to feel some of this stuff. He's got to see some of this stuff. And Cade should be better at those things by now. And I thought he was. I mean, I thought that had all gotten better. And then LSU sort of put it to the true litmus test by bringing more pressure than I remember anybody bringing against Cade. And the end result of that was he didn't handle it. And he didn't handle it. And by extrapolation, Garrett Riley didn't handle it either. You know, even if there were times that, you know, the hot read was there, you know, I just think the entire offensive game plan, especially as the game evolved, was suspect. And losing Antonio Williams didn't help. So get him back. That'll help. Not playing LSU moving forward will help too. You know, that was the best test. That's the best team you're going to play all year. That team could win the national title. So it's to get better from now. You know, all six lanes are lit. I know I'm coming to you. Don't move. We got to catch up with some business, too. We'll do that on the other side. I'm late. Quick, bro.
Hi, friends. I don't know about you, but I'm all about solutions, especially when it comes to life's biggest problems, like the health crisis that America is facing right now. That's why I'm so excited about my great experience with PhD Weight Loss. Their patients drop up to a third of their body weight without ever taking those weight loss drugs. In fact, just the opposite. PhD clients learn how to turn their bodies into fat-burning machines using real food, behavioral coaching, and a proven science. These are habits that last a lifetime. I'm talking forever. I hope you'll get in touch with my great friends at PhD Weight Loss here in the Greenville office. Tell them that Mike V from The Roar sent you and that you want to learn how PhD Weight Loss helps you wake up your own metabolism so that your body produces its own weight loss hormones. If you're already on a weight loss drug and want to transition off, Dr. Ashley Lucas and her great team can help. Give them a call at 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Mourning the loss of a loved one can be painful. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, you need someone by your side to help get you justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you navigate a wrongful death lawsuit. Nick and his staff are here to help you through every step of the legal process. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com.
Whether it's cruising around the neighborhood or hanging out with friends at the tailgate, do it in style with a golf cart from Elite Custom Golf Carts. Let their friendly staff help you find the perfect ride for you and your family. Call today to ask about their free delivery to over 10 U.S. states and flat rate delivery to many more. Now with three locations, call or stop in and see what makes Elite Custom Golf Carts the Upstate's golf cart superstore. Visit them at EliteCustomGolfCarts.com. Proudly owned by a Clemson alumni. Go Tigers!
A scholarship doesn't just pay for school.
When I first started out, I'd be around the baseball field all day, just watching the guys' feet, like how they're moving, how they're breaking out of the clay. Turf grass management is not just cutting grass. There's so much more to it.
It turns passion into purpose.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to find myself again, to get an education, eventually starting my organization. I got legs.
Adam and Greg are two of over 750,000 Life Scholars giving back for a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
Contractors, we know what it takes to build something great. Long days, hard work, and the right materials. At Harbin Lumber Company, we're here to make sure you've got everything you need to get the job done. Since 1917, we've been your trusted partner in building dreams, from framing lumber to finished materials. When you work with Harbin, you're not just getting quality supplies, you're getting a team that's got your back. Visit one of our local lumber yards today, and let's build dreams together.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator. For a free estimate today, call Central Electrical Services, the full service and warranty dealer for Generac Home Standby Generators at 864-556-8002.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge, Clemson.
Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Tough jobs need tougher protection. And now, Rhino Linings of Greenville is part of the Odyssey Vehicle Outfitters.
Get the spray-on bedliner that stands up to anything, from job site abuse to weekend adventures.
Rhino Linings delivers the ultimate in durability, backed by expert installation at Odyssey's state-of-the-art shop.
Protect your investment. Customize your ride. All in one place.
Visit OdysseyVehicleOutfitters.com
and get Rhino Tough today.
It's Kwok inviting you to join Ben and me at Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar on Thursday as we broadcast live from noon till 3. They'll be offering their great menu options, plus special Roar food and drink items while we're on site. Experience Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar, serving up the real deal Buffalo-style pizza, wings, and other Western New York specialties like beef on weck. Catch the game, grab a cold one, family-friendly, Friday fish fry, full bar, and so much more. Moretti's, a half mile off 385 in Malden, where everyone's a regular.
Sports talk for people who love sports. Come on, there's no need to complicate things.
It can't be forced. It should just come about effortlessly.
We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
One thing's for sure. We're all just passing through. No, we're not gonna live forever, not me and you. Oh, Lord, we're not. But, Lord, I've had a good time. Yes, Lord, I've had a good, good life. I've just got one thing to say. This is all.
We continue with the whiskey theme of the Tuesday show, Ramona, because watching the Clemson LSU game had me tapping into the whiskey.
Yeah,
it's not at all what I expected offensively, that's for sure. I don't think it's what anybody expected offensively out of Clemson, which was basically no offense. I mean, 0 points in the second half at home, unimaginable. Really unimaginable. You can't get in. All six lines are lit. Let me get to some of these lit lines. Bengal John, congratulations, John. I know you picked Clemson in a blowout, but I'll bet you're pretty happy that it didn't work out that way.
I am happy, Walt. I texted in Faxon's show and said I was completely wrong, and I was completely wrong, but you know, I'm the stupid butthole that bought into some of the hype that the
let's not use that expression
offensive line
on here.
Couldn't hold up, and that the defense probably wasn't going to be great. And you know, I was wrong. I thought the defense was going to be better, but they were not just better. They were lights out. I think that's a top 10 defense, and I think the offensive line held up very, very well. There were pressures against Nussmeier, but the one thing that I'm most impressed with is that last year when he would make a misread, and it wasn't a lot, but when he would make a misread, it was a big mistake. And he didn't do that this game. He had patience, he had poise, he had confidence.
He gave you flawless leadership at the quarterback position under duress, and he hung in, he made throws, and did so on the road, and that understanding, and again, people need to remember, last year was his first year as a starter. He threw for 4,000 yards with really only his best receiver was a 5'8 dude, and so didn't have a lot from the run game either, and didn't have elite receivers certainly a year ago, and he still did what he did. So you know, I think it's.
I mean, they had they had 108 yards of rushing, you know, between the two and maybe a couple other backs. I mean, that needs to get a little bit better. I mean, somewhere in the 150, 160 range. But, I mean, overall, and they had less than 400 yards of total offense. That's not – I don't think that's going to be a theme going forward. But the one thing that I can say that I did get right, Walt, is even after I told you that I thought it was going to be 42-24 or whatever it was, the more I looked at the game, I thought it was going to go under that, and it was way under that. But I think one of the other key factors to the game that nobody's really talking about, on third down, Clemson was 3 of 13, if I'm correct. I could be wrong, but I think that's accurate. And part of that, I think you've already mentioned, you've drilled it into the ground, is that the running game for Clemson was basically non-existent. I think if they'd have got the running game going, and you've talked about Cade's happy feet and how he wants to move out and bail out of the pocket, I think if you had some kind of running game, then maybe that wouldn't have been the case. I mean, I've seen Cade stand in there and throw really nice balls.
John, running game or not, and again, there's no question that's true, but running game or not, an experienced quarterback has to take advantage of blitzing. I mean, that creates openings for you that you should torture them on. And you know what? You make a couple plays against that type of pressure, and they're not going to stay in that type of pressure.
Right.
But he never did. And that's a problem for an experienced quarterback.
Well, but Blake Baker's good enough to see that, Walt. I mean, he's good enough to see that. And I think they finally got Perkins where they need him, okay?
Yeah, well, it looked that way.
Perkins do what?
It looked that way.
Yeah, I mean, Perkins and then Weeks. I mean, those two guys, I mean, you've already mentioned it,
yeah.
So I don't want to be redundant, but those two guys, you know, they were hurt last year most of the year, but, I mean, you talk about pressure. I mean, you never knew where Perkins was coming, and all I heard pregame was, oh, we got to find Perkins. We got to find Perkins. And we know where he is.
They never did any of that. They never tried to do any of that. That's another problem. You know, you had to try to exploit him in coverage, and I thought that'd be the case. But especially if he's gonna, if he's gonna be a game wrecker again. So,
but you know, though, Walt, here's the thing here's my question mark, and maybe you can talk about this off the air. I'll take it off the air. The one thing that I didn't see that I thought I would see, was Nussmeier going downfield taking the top off. He rarely did it. I think he threw it.
Yeah.
Long, maybe 30 yards, but that was about it. There were no long.
We're not
going to
do that in this game, John. I talked about this in advance. The LSU game plan was going to be short, quick throws and have him get the ball out of his hands. I talked about this in advance multiple times. So there was not going to be any Ear Nussmeier chucking it 60 yards downfield because you weren't sure going into this game that you could even hold up in pass protection at all against Clemson's defensive front. I think you held up better than you thought. But, look, Nussmeier was still pressed for time, and he was hanging in and making some throws. And that was really the difference. You know, you had one quarterback hang in and make throws, and you had the other given opportunities against blitz pressure who just didn't. And I think that was
– One final question.
Yeah.
One final question. Surely you agree that that was a touchdown that they – didn't give us.
Yeah, it was a touchdown. Forget the rule. Look, I heard that same official, the same booth official, the same, you know, who was doing that? I forget who but I heard him in the Virginia Tech North Carolina game, and they actually brought this subject up, and he said that he had asked a bunch of other officials, and they all said it's a catch. So it's a catch. If people want to say that somehow the rule negates that, then the rule needs to be changed. But to my way of thinking, it was a catch, yes.
So it should have been 24-10. But thank you, Walt, for taking my call.
Well, again, I thought the game played out like LSU was 17 points better. I thought LSU just was better. I mean, and I think LSU is going to drill people moving forward. I think you're going to see Ear Nussmeier. I think you're going to see it all moving forward. I think when you look back on this game, the final score of this game is actually going to look beneficial to Clemson when we advance this season forward. But it's what Clemson does from this point on. Here's what I agree with Herb Street about. Herb Street is basically saying, you know, he thinks both these teams could be there in the end. I agree with that. I still think Clemson can be there at the end. I think obviously, Clemson's going to need to play better against the better teams that they face. And part of that is the quarterback. And we'll find out whether that happens. You know, I think there was plenty of reason to be optimistic about that based on what we saw in the second half in the Texas game. But here's the thing. Last year, Blake Baker did not have the pieces to be aggressive defensively. He just didn't. Perkins and Weeks were both sidelined, so he didn't have those dudes. He didn't have either of the defensive tackles. He didn't have, you know, Mansoor Delane. He didn't have a lot of these guys last year. So he just could not afford to be as aggressive as he was at Missouri. So what you got was a team-down version because he didn't have the pieces. Well, now he does. And so now what you're seeing is this guy's true tendency, and this guy's true tendencies are to turn his dudes loose and to go after people. That's what you're seeing. So in a way, that probably hit Clemson by surprise to a degree. I mean, you're never going to get a straight answer on that. But I think that to a degree, I think the amount of pressure that Baker brought probably hit Clemson by surprise. But at halftime, you know, you're fully cognizant of what they're doing, and you would think you'd come out in the second half and be able to better take advantage. I thought that's what would happen. I thought that Clemson, with a halftime to adjust, would come out in the second half and take more advantage of LSU's aggressiveness and that type of thing. And I thought it would show up on the scoreboard. It showed up as a zero. So, you know, that obviously didn't happen. Let me tell you about Benton Equipment and Supply. I'm coming to you. Lines are completely jammed. Don't move. You lose your spot. Benton Equipment Supply has been in business a quarter century. BentonEquipment.com. BentonEquipment.com. Go to the website. You'll find it all. 1403 Piedmont Highway, Piedmont. 441 Partners Lane, Roebuck, Spartanburg. 101 Stribling Road, Westminster, 1897 U.S. 76, Hiawassee, Georgia. That's their newest location, providing you the equipment, the tools, the service, the parts, the hauling to get the job done, built to care, built to last. What a great marriage between Benton Equipment and Takeuchi. Takeuchi's the innovator in the industry. They came up with the world's first compact excavator in 1970, the world's first compact track loader in the mid-1980s. What a union. Benton Equipment and Takeuchi. You can't go by a construction site in the upstate without seeing that marriage in play. Your source for all your rental needs, all your masonry needs, largest supplier of scaffold in the upstate, sales, rental, service, parts. Look, you know how it goes. If you need to buy it or rent it, get it from Bennett. Trust me, you'll thank me later. And let me remind you, you know, you can find out all the information by going to the website. It's BentonEquipment.com, BentonEquipment.com. They're the best. Takeuchi's the best. You'll 100% thank me later. All right, we actually lost a couple of people there, so you can get in. I'm coming to you on the phone lines.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Jumpstart your college football kickoff on Saturday, August 30th at both locations of Reuben Sports and Spirits. Showcasing